at 7:23. Sandberg's here. You have a marriage question for Dave and I?
I do. And Mary.
Oh, this isn't just for men?
It's not. Well, no. Okay. It's for all people that have been married a while, in which all of you fall into that category.
Yes, we do.
So I'm new.
Sounds so good.
I was not up this morning.
I'm newly married. And I'm not sure if it's because I'm 40 and newly married. It's different than when you're 24 and newly married. But we were laying in bed on Saturday morning. Okay. And
now, when we say we, you mean you and your husband?
Me and my husband. Okay, my new husband.
No dogs?
Yep. No. Okay. God.
All right. So you're laying in bed and a conversation is going on.
I said, hey, I want to talk to you about something.
Oh, boy. All right. First off, nothing is more frightening than those words. Dave, can we agree? Nothing's more frightening.
I totally agree.
All right.
Especially in bed.
And he said, yeah. And I said, what do you think our plans are for when we die? Are we going to be, are you planning on
happy weekend,
a cemetery kind of situation, or can we get
cremated
and being on a golf course somewhere, you know?
Shouldn't you have had this before you got married?
Well, no, not necessarily.
I don't know. Yeah. It didn't come up. I mean, we were only engaged for 61 days, so it's hard to get all those things taken care of. But we have to do some estate
and we
work.
Should say, because Pat Boyle, Comcast Sportsnet, is expecting a child. it's one of those weird things you don't hear about in science, yes.
And so I have a different – Pat is a traditionalist, so I had a feeling. He, of course, thinks that we should be in a cemetery.
He wants to be planted. He wants the full ceremony.
Because
he wants
the viewing. Right. He went to Ireland with his brothers and his dad when his dad was ill before he passed away, and they went and saw their ancestors, you know, and their headstones and all that, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the modern life doesn't really allow for a lot of time of visiting cemeteries. So if he's putting me in the ground – I want a commitment from him that he's coming to see me on a regular basis.
Oh, my gosh.
So you want him coming
so
out?
So you think you're going to die first?
You know, you never know. I mean, it could happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I want to know that he's seeing me.
Well, a couple of things. First off, if you're cremated, you can still be in, what's it called?
An urn.
And yeah, but not an urn.
Like
but
a mausoleum or something.
Yeah, mausoleum. Right. There you go. Yeah.
Or you can be on the fireplace shelf.
Right. So he wouldn't have to leave. It'd be really convenient. He could keep you at the house.
Yeah. I would like to, though, like cremate me, dump a little of me at the 17th hole at Glencoe where we got engaged, and I'd like a bench in my honor there.
I'll put a bench there.
Every time he plays around, there he's visiting me and we're happy.
Nice. That's nice.
That's actually very
nice. You put some thought into this.
I put a lot of thought into this.
Is there any reason you thought about dying Saturday morning?
Well, I want to be prepared because I want him to do what I want.
Will you leave specific instructions after you're gone for him to do what you want? Or will you allow him to spin out of control and live his life, which is crazy, but will that happen?
He can spin out of control a little, but he's got to help. My family is going to be lost without me, so he's going to have to do all the work. And if I pass from now until 60, I want to wear my midnight blue Diane von Fassenberg dress. It'll look nice laying down in the coffin.
Right.
I wore it to Arlington. You all saw it. It's one of my favorite.
You look great. Did it need to be dry cleaned before?
No, it's ready to go.
It's ready to wear.
Yeah. Okay. So, but I wanted to know if you're in, because here's the thing. He wants to be in the ground. Well, I want to be cremated, but I'm not letting him be in the ground and wait for some other chick to be next to him.
Well, why don't you compromise and be cremated, but in the ground?
What do you mean?
Well, I,
you
my
bury an urn.
For example, is his ashes are in a box with a couple other mementos, and he's in the ground.
Well, what are you and your husband doing? I want to ask your spouse. Are you and your spouse?
We really haven't had the discussion.
You guys
know
are
why? Because I plan on living for at least another 75 years.
Yes.
But I think cremated for me. I'll vote for cremation. Dave, can I put you down for cremation?
Can I let you know by like 8 o'clock?
So you guys haven't talked about this.
Busy, right?
You haven't discussed it either.
You've been married 41 years.
Do you have to call Karen, Dave? Is that
no, that's okay. We could probably.
Saturday mornings are busy for Dave. Normally he's prepping for a game, so he doesn't have time to think about death.
I didn't have a lot of time this weekend.
Mary, have you discussed this?
Yeah, we actually, my husband kind of made the decision for me because he bought our plots in his little hometown when we were married. He goes, by the way, they were 2 for $100, so I got the plots.
He got them on sale?
I go, seriously?
Hey, I got a Groupon.
He goes, it's a great spot right under the tree.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's great. Well, what if I don't want to be buried there?
So what if I don't want to be buried with you?
It kind of goes back and forth with us.
Okay.
All right, but as of now, you're going to be planted.
Yes.
So we got a planted.
Like cremated, probably.
We got a cremation / planting. We got a cremation. See, I would like my family to keep me around and really miss me daily. I'd like him to stay in like a perpetual state of mourning. That seems right, doesn't it? Fair?
I think that's fair.
Why don't you get stuffed like a dog and then just put you in the living room?
Hey, that's
just
not
your
bad.
Head.
Yeah, well, that's probably all there'd be room for. What if they just did my head and they had like one of those see and say things where you pull a string and I would say the same lines I'd said for years? That's huh? Cool. How about that?
That is awesome.
I'm afraid the string would jam. They'd never pull it. But Dave, you're in the, I don't know, let me get back to you.
I don't mean to upset anyone here. I love you all. This topic is a little morbid for me. It's 7:30 on a Monday morning.
I think Pat felt
We're
Saturday.
Laughing.
He's in bed.
And that ruined his whole day.
I thought it was kind of romantic.
Well, are you still fighting about it?
Well, yes, romantic. If you're, if you're Morticia Adams, it's romantic.
And she's wearing braids today. Look.
If I'm Pat, here's what I think. Hold on. The insurance is paid off. She's going to suffocate me in the sleep. She's going to take a MyPillow and kill me. All right. So cremation or burial. Please feel free to chime in at any time.
That's a text question for you.
By the way, we could have people calling and Mary could decide for them.
Yeah.
Based on what you've told me, I think you should be cremated.
Somebody just texted in, she should be cremated, sprinkled into the ceiling paint, and then paint the bedroom ceiling.
Okay. Oh, so every time he looked up, he'd see you.
Oh, that's cute. Like little stars.
I was wondering what those little bumps were in the ceiling.
And then the very next text, I give him 3 more weeks.